Hello, welcome to The Bachelor. I'm Sammy.
I'm Aileen. And I was literally about to be like, no, this is Bachelapped, but I can never get that right.
Yeah. Well, right now we're going to talk about The Bachelor.
Yes.
That's, just stay on that topic.
And I'm totally on it. I liked the episode last night. It was really good.
Okay, let's do a rundown. What was your favorite thing in the episode last night?
There are so many things. Okay, I still think that Crystal's voice is the best thing that's ever happened to the show. The part where she pulled him aside, like not in the rose ceremony, in the middle of like with the, I guess the group date, and she's like, I know that we have a connection, and then her eyes are like fluttering, like she like literally has nothing going on in her head,
yeah.
And like she's sort of like a Grim Reaper. I don't even know. Also, when she said that, I know the other girls think I'm just like flawless.
Oh my, yeah. She's like, it's really hard being this flawless. Okay, she reminds me of me when I was like 8 years old, and I was trying to manipulate my parents, and I would like, use this voice, I guess, with the goal of like extracting sympathy from people, like, and it's like, I just don't know what to do. It's like a mix of Cartman and like a fairy.
But don't, yeah, that's what I, wait, what, that was,
did you say that?
I said that.
Really?
We were like, yeah, what? She sounds, that's the name of our last episode. It was like,
no, it's not.
Yes, fair, she's a mix of a porn star, a fairy princess, and Cartman.
Is that the last?
Yes.
Title? I didn't know that.
Oh, well.
I did listen to it.
Yeah. But. Yes, I totally.
Maybe it was just like I had that in my head from hearing you say it last week. It was just like it's deep down there, and although it's true,
it's
so you can't argue with the truth.
Okay, so I saw. Okay, I also happened to see that on Crystal's Insta. It came on my Explore page. I do not follow her.
I'm gonna stalk her while we're doing this.
She put up a post with her hand up, and it said, "Not me."
Oh my God! Meaning, like, she wasn't like, sexually harassed.
I don't know. She wrote some shit about being bullied, but like, I don't understand like the bridge between the two.
Like, yeah, that's really.
I don't
weird.
Get it. But then I watched her Insta story, and it was like, she speaks normally. She speaks normally. She goes, "Hey guys, swipe up to listen to my story." Like she. Like,
right. So I mean, she probably thinks that this is like her attractive voice. Like this
she
is
definitely
this is where my pheromones are being sent out onto the world.
She definitely thinks that this is her like man, like
man trapping voice.
Like yeah, her seductive voice. She's just like, I'm just like so bullied and targeted in the house. And he's like, I feel you.
But it's more like, it's more desperate. It's more like, I just feel so alone.
We should have a Crystal voice off.
Yo, but okay. If you want to have a Crystal voice off, we need to have a James Kennedy voice off.
Lala.
It's not about the pasta.
Okay, different show.
I've been waiting to do that all day.
Let's go through the episode. I wrote down a bunch, because I'm still trying to get my like top. Right now I have top 10.
Back in the day, we used to take notes about The Bachelor, and Aileen just can't quit
that.
She keeps doing it.
I have to take notes. It's just like now second nature. I'm not even on the podcast, and I was still taking notes.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I also thought that I would be so relieved to not have to take notes anymore. I still do take notes, but they're less like try hard.
We're such fucking losers.
Yeah. I also color code them and highlight them. And
it's
I have
pink and scented.
And I have dividers. Oh, I literally wrote something should be pink and scented in our book last night.
Oh, that's actually a good idea.
Yeah. By the way, guys, we are writing a third book. It's about business and career. We started yesterday.
But it's coming out this year.
It's coming out in October. And yeah, there is a line about something being pink and scented that was
and
dropped.
Definitely some Bachelor references for
many.
Everyone here who loves The Bachelor, which
many.
Is everyone.
They're already in there.
Yes. Okay, so let's go through what happened. So in the beginning of the episode,
should we talk about Crystal first or last? I feel like we're...
As Crystal comes up, we shall talk about Crystal, I feel. What do you think?
Okay, but like she's a whole chunk. She's like the
she's
number
a huge
one
chunk.
Thing.
So let's save
her for last.
Okay.
To analyze Crystal.
Okay, so this episode started off with Chris Harrison walking in and telling him that like they're going somewhere crazy. And he goes, Lake Tahoe.
Right.
And first I was like, Lake Como, those lucky bitches. And then I realized they're still, he's like, he starts it off, he's like, you're setting off into your journey across the fucking world. And he goes, go to Lake Tahoe.
So, like, oh, you're going a few miles north.
Great.
Basically.
Yes. And then on top of that, next week, they're going to fucking Fort Lauderdale.
Oh my God. We go to Fort Lauderdale every year.
Yes,
that's a joke.
Every year.
That's a literal joke.
Yeah. That's.
I didn't notice they were going to Fort Lauderdale, but like, you couldn't have even sprung from Miami. What the hell?
They're going
West Palm
Martini.
Beach, Aruba.
Aruba. Okay.
Yeah, we know Fort Lauderdale inside and out. So
that honestly was really, really funny. But they get there, and the first thing that they do is Cien's date. I already forgot about Cien's date. It's kind of so
unremarkable.
Boring. The only thing was that they were like, I thought she was really smart, and they're going parasailing, and she goes, parasailing is about where the wind takes you. I'm like, no, bitch, it's where the boat takes you. It's like, you're not just flying around, like, paragliding. You're parasailing. You're attached to a fucking tether that is attached to a boat, and it's deciding where you'll go. And she's just like, it's just like love. And I'm like, no, it's not. Parasailing's really boring.
Yeah. I always also get confused between parasailing and paragliding.
Parasailing
I have done
is
both.
The one thing that we did in Mexico when there was a storm and it was highly illegal. They
right.
should not have put us out there. Okay. And they hit a real – and then a Rama almost fell off the boat. She was too drunk. It was really fun.
Wait, so what's paragliding?
Paragliding is highly dangerous, and you're like on – you have wings.
So it's like parasailing for adults.
No, you're not attached to like a balloon. You're attached to, like,
a plane.
Wings. No, like, you have paper wings.
Do you need, like, skills? Or does someone do it for you?
I think, like, highly intense, like, adrenaline junkies do it.
And like, they, like, Becca M.
come off a cliff and they just glide.
Oh. Becca M would paraglide.
Becca
probably.
M, because she still, like, has nothing to lose since she's just come out of the womb.
She's like a teenager who still thinks she's invincible. Yeah. I love Becca M. No shade. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so Cien's date.
I have some shade for Becca M. She has a French manicure and tips, and it really upsets me. It just, like, really, really upsets me. Like, I couldn't. She was opening the card, and I saw those French manicures, and I was like, I have no respect for you anymore.
I think she's, like, one of those people who's, like, you know, such a kindred spirit that she doesn't care what any of us think.
Kindred
about
spirits
fresh,
don't get French manicures.
She's so kindred that she's like all the way around. Like you have little like private school like suck up girls with their French manicures, and then you have a girl so adventurous that she will go for the French manicure
despite its negative.
Right. You can't go for the French manicure because you're not that far edgy.
I wouldn't. French. There's only thing one.
People
thing
might
worse.
Think you're not.
There's only thing one thing worse than a French manicure, and that's a French pedicure. That shit is awful, and I bet she has one.
Also expensive.
No, it's just, I don't even think about that.
I actually kind of want a French manicure now.
Like, not
I like those
same,
French
not same.
I like those French manicures that are like
inverse
or with different colors. Or like different textures, so
I'm
that like
it
it's like matte and then shiny
I'm
as the French part.
My nails right now.
Oh, you picked it off? You mean?
No. I took it off and I'm like just leaving.
You took it off
clean.
With acetone. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought Cien's date was like super unremarkable. It was one of those like filler things that's like gonna get you through the season, but I don't think that is gonna.
What did notice like that? Like what I did notice about that date, which I wrote down in my notes since I'm a diligent note taker, was that. He seemed really not into her. He seemed like, what is, like, I don't know. She, like, brings up all this, like, stuff and, like, about, like, how as a black woman it was, like, hard for me to understand, like, fairy tale and love. And he, instead of
Are
being,
you sure
like,
it's because?
Yes. She said that. Like, I look
I
different.
I heard her say that,
She's like, I look different and there's, like, really no role models for me for, like a fairy tale like that. Whereas a lot of girls here who look different, like, whatever. And then he goes, just wait. Instead of being, like, I understand. I totally understand what you mean. Here's an example of something that he goes, this conversation is really great. He literally just goes, I really love having a conversation with you. That's what he says. He's so fucking stupid. His eyes are too close to his head. There's no time for thoughts to get past.
It's because like, of his eyes.
Yes.
The placement of his eyes. For sure. Something I noticed about him is that I always think he's going to like let them go and then he doesn't.
Right.
Well, like he doesn't like them and then he keeps them. Like I thought he was going to get rid of Becca. Thought he was going to get rid of CN, also because her date had no music in it, which never goes
yes, yeah,
well.
Yeah, right. That means it's awkward. It's, yeah.
Right.
But maybe they heard us say that we know we were caught on to your, like, editing, and so they flipped the switch on us.
I know that they completely choose their editing techniques based on this podcast. Not based on the prior 25 years of experience that they had with this stupid show. Okay, but yeah, because there was no music, I was like, okay, this is supposed, you're telling me this is awkward, he's not going to be into her, and then he wasn't her. I feel like he just, like, because he's
one,
also
Cien
pretty
or Becca?
Cien,
yeah.
Becca's a whole other story. I think that with Cien, like, he felt like he had to keep her almost.
Yes. Right.
Like, he was just like, I'm not.
African-American one left?
African-American, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I, yeah, basically. Or I just think he didn't dislike her enough to have, like, a reason to pull the trigger.
Or he
like,
doesn't want to be, like, cast as the guy who only likes dumb blondes.
Right, which is true. But he likes Becca.
And he says out loud, he's like, I would never go for you, but there's something keeping you here.
It's the fact that it's a TV show and you're like, producers are telling you to stay.
Well.
Yeah.
No. He's saying like that I would normally have just like thrown you off, but there's something about you that, this is to Becca M.
Yeah.
Something about you that makes me like so intrigued by you. Like,
right. The fact that she's seriously, significantly smarter than he is, much more interesting of a human being.
But CN
and
is
like
also,
has an actual life ahead of her.
CN is also significantly smarter than him. Like significantly. And that, so I also noticed that he tends, I'm really uncomfortable anytime he like puts a move on someone.
Yeah.
And I like cringe, I close my eyes, I scream, I put my head in a pillow. You can ask my boyfriend, he's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, he's making out with them. He's very feminine around girls like CN, mm-hmm. that he feels like he emasculated by, I think. He was like very, he's like, the way that he like put his arm around her, it's almost like I don't know, he became like a had these feminine mannerisms.
Okay.
And it was almost as if he was just more of a masculine woman than a feminine man. It was just like very I just feel so uncomfortable watching him.
I didn't notice that, but yeah, I'm gonna look out for that.
I guess, I don't know, I'm just,
I feel
super
like CN's
sensitive
gonna
to him.
I feel like CN's gonna like let go and like
tomorrow.
Two rose ceremonies from now. I think she will. There's a lot of people there who are kind of like,
one after.
Eh.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a few more. Three. Because he did just give her a rose on a one-on-one. So, like, that kind of keeps you there at least, like, two more weeks. And then he can be like, oh, we don't really have a connection.
Well, if anybody who's listening wants to, like, send your opinions on, if you agree with me that he's
a
super,
feminine man,
like,
or,
you know,
or a masculine,
masculine woman, like, there's nothing bad about that. It's just that he tends to do that when he's around a woman that is smarter than him. Like, it's just, that's what he does. It's just, like, this creepy thing.
Do you think he's smart at all? Like,
no.
Okay, so that means every woman or many women will be smarter than him, like Crystal and like maybe
that
Kendall.
No, that's it. I mean, there's a lot of like.
Yeah, there's a lot of dumb ones, but like the ones that we're gonna like are gonna be like ones that are smarter than him.
Maybe.
You like.
I like Tia, and I don't know if she's like.
I think she's pretty. She's definitely pretty like emotionally smart. You can tell.
Yeah.
Right. I'm talking about any type of intelligence. I don't mean that they need to like have knowledge. I just mean like
intelligence, like Taylor.
Unlike Taylor. Oh no, Taylor, we love you. I'm sorry.
We love Taylor. Okay, let's talk about the group date because that was fucking gross.
Yeah. That was like made for Kendall. The whole thing was like Taylor.
I was like Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
No.
She kind of looks like Karlie Kloss. Do you see it?
No.
Look,
I see
a picture
of
Karlie Kloss next to Kendall.
I can picture her. She looks nothing like.
She reminds me
of someone in the way that she is, and I can't put my finger on it. Like the mousy. I like her. I think she's actually kind of interesting
me
as
too.
Like a different type of person who's cast on the show.
Right. Agreed.
I thought it was really funny how she brought up eating the bugs every single time she had a chance because that was like the one redeeming thing. Like she had like the one thing that she got to talk to him about. But that was gross. I would have been like,
I would.
Ew.
And then they kissed right after.
They kissed right after. She goes, that maggot was crunchy. It just exploded in your. I wrote that in my notes.
I know.
She goes,
I read them.
Oh my God, pops in your mouth. Like you're not eating a Pop Rock candy. Like it's a bug.
Ugh.
Why are they just okay with swallowing bugs? Like what about all the bacteria that they take? And like, are you afraid of like.
I don't know. I get really, really grossed out around anything like slimy or that like I really hate that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I was pretty grossed out by that.
I was wondering about like how Kendall was like, sorry, I have a mini cold.
Mini cold.
That he was like, yeah, it's not like full blown yet.
I have a full blown cold.
Excuse us. So when he was like, I'm wondering about this taxidermy thing. And she's like, yeah, I brought one guy with me. He, like, I talk to him when I'm alone. And
oh, her, like, taxidermy. Fake taxidermy thing. Yeah.
See, I was wondering, is it fake or is it not? Because she did not crack a smile when she was talking about that. And that's why I think he likes her, because he's like, oh, she's really sarcastic and funny, but she could be fucking crazy.
I feel like she, I don't know, I have a hard read on her. I think she's definitely, like, weird, but I don't think that means she's, like, crazy.
No, crazy, you know, in the sense that, like, takes her taxidermy with her to, and sleeps and talks to it.
I don't think she's, like, mentally unstable. I think she's just weird. Like, she's just different. That's the vibe I get from her. Like, you, she's feel not, like sick.
It's totally normal and you're just quirky when you speak to stuffed dead animals.
I think that, like, they're, I don't know. I think, I really don't think she's, like, I don't know. I haven't seen that much of her. But okay,
of course, we can't diagnose from
based
her.
On her. But based on her, like, interactions, she doesn't seem, like, delusional except about the taxidermy.
Well, that's all I'm asking. Is that, do you think that she's being serious, or do you think she was just being really, like, she has a good way of delivering her humor about her taxidermy?
I don't know. Like, I don't, maybe she just has a different standard for the proper relationship with taxidermy. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Right. Like maybe, I don't know, people think about people and, like, their guns. Like, they're really into their guns. They name their guns. They talk to their guns. At least hers were once alive.
Right.
So,
I guess. I don't know. I can't.
Like some people, like, love their shoes. Like, Carrie Bradshaw, like, you know, like, loves talk to her shoes. Like, so, okay.
Carrie Bradshaw's not real.
Whatever. I'm sure there are women who, like, think that they should talk to their shoes. Like, I don't know. Like, people talk to their plants. Like, I don't know.
People do talk to their plants.
I'm not sure. The jury's out on Kendall.
Who do you talk to? That's not. You talk to
my
dog.
But if you didn't have follow at Bruce the Betch. Thank you. If I didn't talk to my dog, I would.
Would you, like, talk to an inanimate object?
No.
Do you talk to yourself in the mirror?
No.
No, me neither.
But, like, I just think, I guess, which is kind of, like, talking.
No, I think, and then sometimes I find myself, it's loud.
Sometimes I'll, like, sing, like, a little bit.
Oh, do you sing, Mariah?
Yeah. I don't know her. Yeah. Sometimes I'll sing, like, weird songs, but maybe I only do that to my dog. I think that started. Like, I'll make him songs. Like, we're gonna go feed you now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's time for dinner.
Right. I'll do that too.
Okay, yeah, right.
But not to an animal.
Okay,
so
I think the difference is
we're
that
we're gonna,
like,
go eat now. Head into the kitchen. Yeah. What will we find?
Right, like, we're gonna give you two scoops of dog food, Bruce.
Give you two scoops of Skinny Poppy Lee.
Yeah. So I think that, like, okay. I don't know. That's what I mean when I say, like, everyone kind of does weird things.
Right.
When you put them out there, they seem very weird to people.
I'll agree
with
you.
But, like, I'm saying the way she's related to him has been very normal and, like, not delusional and not crazy. So that makes me think that maybe she actually is normal, because when it comes down to the thing that you would be more like – that would, like, reveal you're crazy, she's not crazy there. She's just crazy about the taxidermy.
Correct. Okay.
And the bug eating.
Yes.
But, you know, next week we could always see her go insane. So no one take my word for it yet.
So still on this group date. This is, like, when Crystal started, like, sort of to lose her shit, when she was, like, interview. She was like, these girls are reeking of desperation.
Desperation.
And she was just like, you could see that her insecurities were definitely coming out, but. I don't get her.
See, what I'm saying, that Kendall is not in her interactions with Ari.
Right. She's a,
Crystal she's is. That's Earth. Why I can confidently say that Crystal is a psychopath while the jury is still out on Kendall.
Right.
Because Kendall has not displayed that delusional, like, I wish I had written more things down. Like, after she came back from the... she was like, I just feel like I have a target on my back.
Right.
And, like, ever since you picked me first, like, ever since then, like, they've all hated me and no one's given me a chance. And, like, and then when she comes back after the date and she's, like, someone asked her, like, how was it? And she's, like, I'm really proud of myself for overcoming these challenges. It's, like, what are you talking about? What challenges?
No one speaks like that. She, like, speaks in, like, inspirational Instagram captions. It's, like, really the only way that she, like, knows how to communicate.
Yeah, she gives these, like, weird speeches to, like, all these people. It's, like, why are you giving speeches to, like...
She doesn't understand, like, social, like,
Okay, do you remember in the first episode when she was talking about, like, how her family is, like, messed up and her brother was in the streets and she didn't know? Okay. Crystal has deep issues that she needs to figure out, which is why she became an Instagram fitness person who speaks in inspirational quotes only. If you listen to last week's Betch Lab podcast, we have a whole conversation about people and their Instagrams and how they use them to fill and fix their problems. Yes, Betch Slapped. Last week's Betch Slapped is about the quarter life crisis. That's the title. And we talked about Instagrammers and people who do things. Crystal is one of the people we're talking about in these episodes. So everything just like fits in really well here into our podcast empire. But anyway, Crystal is that person who like is has severe problems and therefore needs to like have delusions in order to feel like they exist pretty much.
Totally. I mean, she's just really good at manipulating though. Like
Yeah. No, she's not. Everyone knows she's doing it, makes her bad at it.
He doesn't. I mean, manipulating him, he was like, can you just ask for a minute? And she like makes him say like, yes, of course, like, we just have a minute, and then she just keeps going. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, okay, she's good at manipulating him because there's been like, because what we don't see is that most of the time he's sequestered from them.
For sure.
So he doesn't know most of what's going on. He doesn't know anything she's saying. He only has those like I think all those interactions that we see between them are the interactions that she's having with him. So it's only been like, it was only the fourth episode. He hasn't seen enough like firsthand for him to like really know anything. And also like if his producers don't want him to know that she's crazy, they're not going to let him know that. So he's really kind of like at the mercy of all these handlers and what they're allowing him to see about her, because they need to keep her there. If he thinks she's crazy now, she won't be here on episode 8 having drama with Tia, I really like. Yeah. I really like Tia and I really like Caroline.
Yeah, but she just went home.
I know, but I thought she was like so pretty.
Wait, where like that conversation when she was like telling Ari like, I just have a target on my back, there was like a sort of way in which it was filmed, like her eyes were glistening, her lip gloss was glistening.
It was very close.
It looked like a soap opera.
Yeah.
And I felt like she would be an amazing villain in a soap opera. Like, they need to take her on. And I just imagined her and, like, Lisa Rinna getting to a fight.
I was literally just thinking about Lisa Rinna.
And, like, and what's her name? Elaine David. I just imagined the whole thing. And I really feel like ABC's soaps should take her on. I'm
so with you on that. I actually had the same thought. You noticed that like her eyes were glistening and the lip gloss
and her everything. It was
the blonde hair. I thought it was the way soapy that they shot it so up close in her face that made it seem so intimate and like she was really spilling to him. But if you actually like listened to any substance of what she was saying, she was just so full of shit.
She was just acting, and that's why it made me think it was a soap, because she was like, they're not amazing actors. They have a certain way of acting. And
right. But the thing with her is that like, I think she really believes she's saying.
She thinks she's flawless.
Because she has to, because she's so messed up that if she were to allow one little crack in her flawless delusion about herself, she would fall apart.
Okay, everyone, please email us your opinions about Crystal. And what's our email? Bachelor, BETCHELOR at betches.com.
We should like put a sign on the wall about what our podcast and our emails are.
I agree. I can never remember anything.
Well, good thing we have people who can do that for us.
Okay. So let's talk about Becca, because that was also really ridiculous.
Mm. I like Becca a lot. She's one of my favorite contestants ever, I think.
Why?
Because I actually think that she's like one of the most like regular people to go on like the show whose motives I don't like question, like as much as I would question other people's. Like, I really think that she was just like, oh, this will be fun, and she did it. Like, I feel like that's how she approaches her life, and
like
this is like that
tape.
Like, I feel like she's a much more like old-fashioned contestant.
Maybe.
Like, we would have had her in like the early 2000s before this became like an Instagram hotbed incubator. Like,
I can see that.
Like, she's a real Bachelor contestant. Like, goes on because this is like an adventure. She's open to love, blah, blah,
and she
blah.
She also did a really good job of like sort of turning him around about her age. And he's just like, oh, so she made a really good point. Actually, she was like, he's like, I just want to be certain, or like, I'm just worried that you're too, like, this is all going to end, and like, it's all going to, you're just not going to be ready. And she's like, well, yeah, like, just like, how are you how you're certain about everyone else?
Right.
And she's like, yeah, but right. I'm worried. It was, okay, you have to admit, though, it was so fucking creepy when she's like, I'm 22, and then he puts his giant hand on her tiny little shoulder and goes, you're so young.
Yeah.
Literally, I went under my covers, and that was another. I screamed because I needed something to muffle the noises.
I agree.
It was so insanely creepy how he was like, you're so, it was like almost he was like wanted to have sex with her because she was so young, or just trying to stop himself. It was really creepy.
Right. It was like, what's his name? Matthew. What's his name? In Election, like Tracy Blicks. Like, young. She never looked younger as that moment.
Yeah.
Like when she was like looking into his eyes, and also her eyes were also glistening, and so was her lip gloss, and like her little pixie cut, and she looks like she can pull it off. Like, I feel like Becca's this girl that I like, what I like about her is that like the things out of her mouth like actually sound like they're coming from like
her.
Yeah. She's actually saying what she thinks. She actually says what she believes. And I think that's almost like a rare quality, not just on The Bachelor, but like amongst people in general these days. Like, like where she says something, I'm like, oh, you actually think that. Like, you're not just saying that. Like, I feel like she's like this real person who like lives in her life. Like, she doesn't like.
And it was also interesting to hear that like her siblings all like got married at 19 or 20. Yeah. So I get that. That's what I'm saying. She did a really good job of convincing him that she's not like not ready.
I also do think that if she and him met in real life, I actually could see them like dating. He's like a race car driver. She's an adrenaline junkie also, she says. She's like, just because she's younger, like, I don't think that she's the kind of guy who would, like, reject an older man. Like, I think she's, like, probably more mature than he is.
I also don't think that she's any less ready than any of the other girls who were here to be, like, on Bachelor in Paradise.
Right. You know, especially since last week he kicked off everyone over 30. So, like, what do you mean? Like, we're not in your sweet spot of, like, 26 to 29, like, and you kicked them off?
He was just, when he was like, I want to hold my rose for this, right? And I truly thought he was going to let her go. And he holds the rose. And he was like, I'm just really worried. He kept saying that fucking. But then he goes, but. Mm-hmm. And then all I thought he was going to be like was just like, I'm a huge fucking pedophile. So this is why it's going to work. He's like, but I really want to see this through.
You dated sorority girls, dude. Like, what do you mean? She's 22. She's older than them.
Yeah. I think I agree with you. I think that they're actually good together. I think he's like sort of the. She's equally just like their situation matches his creepiness, so it works.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? She's sort of like the gem, sort of like how Catherine was Sean's gem.
Yeah,
I just they have this, they have similar qualities to them. They're cute and quirky, and they look sort of the same. And you see that?
Like,
one has short hair, one has long hair.
I kind of see, like, I really do think that they would like fit as a couple, but I did believe something I did buy was that. He was afraid that she was too young because she is this experienced junkie. She could either be good for him because he's also kind of like that, or she could kind of be like, fuck this. This is my experience. Like, fine. I get that he's probably afraid of that. And I also think that he really, really liked her. And that was actually, I think that that was actually one of a more genuine moment where he said that he like wanted to maybe let her go because he was afraid. Because like, I think that with her, if you listen to what they were saying, like, on the actual, like, in their interviews and during the date, like, everything that they were saying about each other was, like, what you actually do want to say about your, like, forever person. Like, like, she was saying, like, it's so natural. They were both saying it's really natural. It's really comfortable. The conversation flows really easily. I feel really good about it. And they actually liked who each other was. Like, she said this. She was like, one thing I was surprised about was that, like, I forgot to turn the timer on, Aileen. One thing I was kind of surprised about was that she actually... she was like, yeah, I feel like I really like him as a person, not just like as this hot guy. Like, I feel like if she didn't really think that, she wouldn't have really said it.
I agree.
So I feel like they actually
I agree with you.
A good couple, and I hope she stays. I really like her a lot. Becca M, get at us. Like, you're the only like cool Bachelor contestant I feel like I've ever like wanted to actually have a conversation with. You're so young. You're so much younger than us too.
Okay. So
I want to meet Becca M. I actually feel like we could have
just nice. Yeah, I feel like she'll just be nice.
I feel like she'll just be nice, but like I actually feel like she can hold a conversation and like say interesting things.
Yeah. Okay, so the rose ceremony, not much to talk about except for the fact that Crystal, the balls on Crystal, where she just pulls them aside. and just basically says the whole thing and just said, like, says the same thing, I mean, and that was really it. I just, and then of course, Keila, I don't know.
I mean, I think with the rose ceremony, okay.
There's, who do you let go? That other girl. I don't remember.
Caroline, who I thought was pretty.
Yeah.
And okay, but the thing with Crystal is that.
Yeah, she was pretty.
I know she pulled him aside, but that wasn't like, it might have been her idea, but more likely it was her producers who were like,
we need some more action in this episode. Yeah.
I don't think they say that, especially not to her, because she's not on that page. She's not on, like, the Bibiana page or, like, who's...
No, I do. I think that they probably were like, you're getting a lot of screen time. If you want some more, I would suggest you pull him aside. I think it's going to work and he'll listen to you because you're really good at convincing him.
No, I don't think they would talk to her about screen time. I think they would say to her, like, he really likes you, but he, like... Like, they would mess with her in the love way because she, like, thinks that that's what's happening. Whereas, like, Atiya knows what this is about. Right. Okay, can we talk about Atiya a little bit, even though this is almost over? Yeah, I really like Atiya.
Yeah, I like her too. I also really like that she's friends with Raven because I also really love Raven.
Oh, I forgot that was Raven's friend.
That's so Raven. They're besties.
Yeah, I forgot that. But I like her. I think she also like has a level head.
She's going to be great on Paradise, let's just say.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like she could. Yeah. Yeah.
She's not going to win. Because I don't think she...
She's not going to win.
They're not... Like, he needs a blonde girl or Becca.
And he wants... I also think she doesn't like him that much.
She's just saying that she's in love with him. She's one of those who, like, is, like, sort of...
She didn't even say she's in love with him.
Yeah, next episode she's going to say that she's in love with him. But I feel Yeah.
I take back everything I just said about her.
No, but I think it's, like, that thing... What's that called? Like, with the prisoner's dilemma?
Stockholm syndrome.
Stockholm syndrome.
And that's not the prisoner. That's different.
A different thing. different textbooks.
There's two different things. Prisoner's dilemma.
I think she has Stockholm syndrome where she's just like cooped up and she just like believes and believes and believes and just like this is the only guy she can think about for like all of this time.
Yeah,
and
but I thought Tio was above that.
No one is above anything.
Okay, yeah, they are. Becca M is above it.
There's one last thing we have to talk about, which is did you watch after the credits, the conversation between...
No, I was straight onto Vanderpump
Holy
Rules.
Holy shit. It was so funny. It was, okay, it was Marieke. You know,
I like
girl,
her.
Just
Kim
wait.
Kardashian.
No, but just wait. Marieke and the mom. What's the mom? Chelsea. So Marieke pulls Chelsea aside and goes, I heard that you told Ari that like I was checking the mirror and checking my hair. Checking my hair in the compass because it was like a compact. Like it looked like there's no reflective surface.
Right.
And she's like, well, you were. I wasn't like talking shit about you. I was just saying like something like that's what you were doing. And it was kind of funny. It was totally harmless. She was like, well, you know, girls get slut shamed all the time and you're glam shaming me.
Oh, I missed that. Okay.
And she, with a straight fucking face, she goes, you're glam shaming me. And I don't know if this was like.
Glam shaming?
And the girl.
What is that, like being shamed for being too hot? Or no, for being too obsessed with your look?
Too much makeup. Like too much makeup and hair. Like glamming. You know? And Chelsea's like, I don't know how to answer this. I swear to God, I'm not glam shaming. And then in the interview, she goes, I used to be a model. Like, why the fuck would I glam shame her?
I used to be a model. Right. Yeah. This is 2018. So you can't say anything anymore.
You're glam shaming. I'm going to say that technically, I remember in eighth grade, my friend, I put on blush to class and my friend goes, you ain't blush, Aileen. And I'm like, why is your hair frizzy, Sam?
Not me.
So she was glam shaming me then, and now Marieke is getting glam shamed. So I feel you.
Yeah, you can't say anything anymore.
You can't say anything.
You can't do anything anymore without being picked on by everyone. And then whoever picks on you gets like picked on for saying something. Who knows? Whatever. You should follow us.
I just. Anyway, so email us betchelor@betches.com. It's BETCHELOR if you think we're missing out on anything, if you think that we need to give our opinion on something that we're missing.
If you have any criticism, keep it quiet.
No, we love all the criticism. Please rate us. Tell all of your friends. Like, you tell a friend and
then they also get to enjoy it.
And we get to keep doing this podcast. So thanks so much, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.